Okay, I hit record, so I got that. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to start. No sound test. Screw it. If people can't handle it, I mean, we've been gone for a while, Joe, so if they can't handle it.
If they can't handle it, they should go to the bathroom and handle themselves.
Go to the bathroom and handle themselves. Handle in the late Baroque composer sense of the Hallelujah chorus. That's what we should do for a sound test sometime.
Hallelujah!
I guess I should say welcome back to Just Because. It's as if we were ever gone.
We kind of were, kind of weren't. Say it during the Okay. We missed it.
Well, we are a little rusty.
Yeah, like we were ever perfect beforehand. Oh, boy.
There's been an episode every week, but we haven't recorded in, like, a month.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, so my name is Joe Neal. This is Jason Mark. He's my brother from another mother and the same grandmother. This is Just Cousins.
Oh, yeah, we forgot all that stuff. We are rusty. We forgot.
Yeah, that's what we were supposed to do before the Rooksop hits. Remember? Yeah. We're going to get back into the swing of things.
We will. We'll get back in the swing. This is episode 82. I did not count the last episode. I didn't number it. It was its old number because it was a rerun. We're in syndication now, Joe.
Okay, well, I thought that was actually a milestone. I felt pretty good about it.
Absolutely,
you said this
yeah.
is episode 82.
Today is, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, actually, the reason why I picked the first best of... I like what you coined the term JBC Classics.
Yes.
I thought that was nice. I think it was the right episode to put up last week because actually this is episode 83. Do you know why?
Why? The lost episode.
Because the original number 37, which is the one you posted last week, was the lost episode. So we've recorded 83 episodes, but we lost one.
Yes.
And that was the original number 37. So I just thought it was...
Okay. It's poignant. That's poignant.
It just made sense.
Yeah. It made sense. And so to herald our comeback, today's show will be jam-packed with so much content. Joe, you've got 3 or 4 ads and a couple of arguments for cancellation. I have 5 Larcos they gave me because they missed us. We are just going to go, go, go. This is where you interrupt me and say, no, no, no. We're going to go, go, go.
No, no. No, no, no.
Yeah, we got
no,
nothing.
Go. Go, go, go.
We got nothing.
No, no. We've got all sorts of stuff backed up. We've been super creative this whole time that we haven't been recording, and now we have to start presenting this stuff. We won't even have any time to talk.
That's right, except not today.
In fact, we should just stop talking now, because I'm kidding. We have nothing.
We
and
nothing.
That's it. Good night.
Good night. No, this is not going to be a Jeans episode. This is going to be a random episode, and if people want to know what the difference is, come to the JBC... convention that we're going to have someday when we're really, really famous and have millions of fans. And then we'll explain to you what the difference is. But for the time being, Joe, I have notes, and I'm ready to talk about them if you want to talk about them.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Yeah, that's what a random episode is all about. Maybe some notes, maybe some tweets.
Maybe some tweets. I don't have a lot of notes, but just to get the ball rolling, we can talk about whatever you want. We don't have to talk about my notes. I mean, if you want to tell me what your little vacation was like, I can tell you what I did last weekend for the Labor Day, but I'll just start here. Okay, so this first thing. This is something that's been on my mind, Joe, for a while, and I meant to bring it up when Shags and Laura Pauline were on the show.
Okay.
But I don't know when they're going to be back. I hope soon. And I can bring it up with them, too. But here's the question. Here it is. Have you ever heard anybody say the word fantastic and mean it?
Okay, my answer to that is I overuse that word.
Oh, you do?
So when I first, even when I listen to the show, I realize, I say fantastic maybe a little too much. I've been trying to pare back on it. But And I thought maybe that's why you brought it up, is because it's so overused, including by me, that it seems to mean nothing anymore. There's no like real, there's no real enthusiasm behind it. It's just a blah type of word. No, I thought maybe that's why you brought it up. But anyway, the reason why I overused it is because at some point I really meant it. And so I started using it a lot.
Okay.
And then it lost its meaning.
So that's fantastic.
Have I heard someone say fantastic and mean it? Yes. I've heard myself say it, but it's been a long time.
I see.
It lost meaning about 2 decades ago.
Okay, this isn't as interesting as I thought it was going to be, because I thought this is one of those words that you see in print all the time, but you never actually hear me say, but you're saying you say it, so that's great that you say it. That's fantastic, but I don't know, I was picturing somebody just walking around, and no matter, you know, what's going on, maybe this is you, maybe, you know, like, hey, here's your bagel, sir, fantastic, you know, or, hey, turns out that your wife does not have to have both legs amputated, fantastic,
Those are good examples of how to use the word correctly.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I think a bagel could be fantastic, I guess. I mean, you know what I like to do? Tell me if this is racist. I like to put hummus on a bagel.
That's fantastic.
I figure hummus...
That actually sounds really good. I've never done that before. Well, that's an original. That's a novel idea. Yum.
I don't... See, because I think... I mean, I don't think that hummus is a Jewish food. I mean, Jews are allowed to eat hummus. Everyone is. But I don't know where it comes from, but I assume it's like
Middle Eastern food.
Yeah, it's Middle Eastern, but like the non-Jewish part of Middle Eastern. And then there's the bagel, which is Jewish. And so like it's like a mini conflict in a meal. I guess it's Mediterranean. It's not really Middle Eastern. Yeah, okay.
It's a symbol of what could be peace.
It's a symbol of what could be peace if the world was the way it is in my head, which it isn't, so it won't. Because apparently, I just looked it up, hummus is from the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. There you go. It's Mediterranean food.
It's Greek. Mm-hmm. It's Greek. So,
Greek.
There's that.
We're part Greek.
And we are.
So is a bagel with hummus.
There you go.
Part.
So you and I are kind of like a bagel with hummus.
Yeah, we're kind of bagels with hummus.
I've always had a thing for Jewish girls. Maybe that's what's going
Me
on
Me too.
Yeah. Is that a Greek thing? Maybe it's a Greek thing.
I don't know. I really like Nordic girls too. That's why I married one.
Sorry, I lost connectivity there. I don't know what you said for the last 3 seconds.
I might go. I said, I've always had a thing for Jewish girls. I'm with you. Maybe that's something about our Greekness. There's some sort of like genetic pull there towards Semitic.
Well, there definitely is a pull towards Semitic.
But no, I was just saying I really like Nordic girls too. That's why I married one.
Oh, you married a Nordic girl.
Yeah.
Is there a song about Nordic girl? Like Nordic girl, she's my world. Nordic girl. No, like by the Dead Fish guys. I don't know.
Let me move on. Nordic girl.
There we go.
Nordic world.
Yeah. Like a Nordic girl. Hey, that's probably not right. That's just stupid. Let me move on with my notes. So last weekend, Joe, was Labor Day weekend, and I went on a little road trip with my fam. And did you go on a road trip with your fam too?
I did. A friend of our show, Ryan, and his girl Brendy,
who's
made a little brief appearances
yes.
here and there.
She has, for example.
We met them.
Fuck you, Jason!
That's one of her brief appearances.
Oh, actually, that's Jen Pau.
Oh, man. Now they're going to hate me because I'm getting confused. No.
Anyway.
I'm going to name
confused.
Yeah,
we went to...
Hey, so I'm both to Jen Pau and Brendy, my apologies. That was supposed to be funny, but I didn't think it through. So,
I was happy to hear it again.
Sorry.
Hey. Well... I don't know. You want to tell us about your trip first?
Sure. Yeah. So, I'm sure you've heard of up there in the Northwest. They got something called the Olympic National Forest, right?
Yes.
So down here in Texas, though, we don't have much of a forest. But I did get a chance to go with my family to the Special Olympic Forest. So, not quite as, you know. Impressive,
oh boy, did I have to bite my lip before I described what that is.
That was a little test for you, Joe. Yeah, we went to the Special Olympics Forest. Had a great time. Saw a lot of trees. Forest's got trees, Joe. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Forest's got trees. And here's the thing about going on a road trip with a three-year-old, an almost three-year-old. You get to listen to things like, here, I'll play some one of his favorite songs. Here we go. Yeah, that's a song the three-year-olds like to listen to. I Know a Chicken, and She Laid an Egg.
I gotta tell you, lyrically, I'm nothing compared to that.
Yeah,
I can't hold a candle to that.
No, you can't.
You know what a candle is? It's made of wax. It's got a wick. The wick's on fire. Wick rhymes with dick. Okay.
That's why you're not a children. I don't know, Joe, do you think you should or could or would want to obscenitize kids' songs? I mean, that song, for example, I'm going to give you a start. God. Here it goes. Well, I choked a chicken, and then you can just take it from there.
No, that's it. It's the beginning, middle, and end of the song.
That's pretty much the whole thing, yeah. Actually,
say that over and over again. That's all you need to do.
That singer, Lori Berkner, her songs are actually pretty good. There's this genre of music called kindy, I think it's called, you know, like indie with a K, kindy, and it's all these artists who
kindergarten.
Kindergarten, but also indie, and it's stuff where they're singing, they're doing more than just singing, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So you got your Lori Berkners, your Charlie Hopes, your Casper Baby Pants's, I think
that's a real one.
Yeah, Casper Baby Pants. Actually, you didn't know this? See. Like, some listeners, like Ian, will know. Ian is going to be like, oh, I know Casper Baby Pants. Casper Baby Pants is the guy who was the lead singer of the Presidents of the United States of America.
Wow. All right.
And so when you listen to his songs, you can hear it.
Casper Baby Pants. So he's, come on, is he wearing diapers? Is he pooping in them? Well,
no, he isn't. Here, I'm going to, just because, you know, the show doesn't have anything else going on, I'm going to play you a little Casper Baby Pants. Just a little, just touch. Casper, I'm Googling it now. Let me walk you through it. Casper Baby Pants. Let's see, what's
There's
a good
a lump,
one?
A lump. It's in my pants.
Okay, this one's pretty good, I think. Yeah, here we go. I'm turn it up. Here you go. Here comes Stumpy the Bear. Here comes Stumpy the Bear. Now, that sounds like President of the United States. I'm going to call it POTUS from now on.
It would have passed as one of those songs.
Yeah.
It would have been taken seriously, in fact.
Absolutely. And
that his name is Casper the Poopy Pants or whatever.
I don't know why he uses that name, but that's his name. And, you know, so I like to complain about having to listen to the same damn songs over and over and over again, but actually it's not so bad, although it is over and over and over again. I played you earlier, Joe, some truck songs. I won't do that to Ian right now. There's also my son recently has decided he likes the song The Banana Boat Song by Harry Belafonte. You know? Day-o. Day-o.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then another Belafonte song, Jump in the Line, you know? How's that go? Shake,
jump
Sonora.
In the line.
Yeah.
Shake your body on time.
That's the one.
Okay.
And my son loves to shout, somebody help me, because he says that in that song. He loves that.
That's cute.
He does. So anyway, look, we can move on now. I move on to something crude and disgusting, which is our usual stuff. None more of the sweet crap. Here's an example. Had fried chicken for dinner, Joe.
Yeah?
Yeah. And every time I have fried chicken, I go into it just, I'm just so happy. I'm like, I'm eating fried chicken. I love this stuff. And then when I get done, I always say to myself that was not a good idea. Every time.
Why do you feel guilty about it? You're in physical pain? Like,
yeah,
your
physical
body doesn't
pain.
Agree with fried chicken?
Well, I guess not, because, I mean, it would be one thing if, like, I had, like, a wing or a drumstick. But I'm eating, like, the whole fucking chicken.
Well, you really like fried chicken.
I do, until I'm done eating it. Then I really don't like fried chicken.
Does it make you irregular, or does it make you super regular?
It makes me... It, it, I guess irregular is the word. It is regularly stops everything from happening. It's regular. Oh. Like, I know tomorrow is not going to be a good day for playing on my phone, if you know what I'm saying.
So was that in your notes, fried chicken?
Yeah,
just need to get that off your chest.
Yeah, I just want to get that. I wrote down fried chicken. I wrote fantastic, Special Olympics Forest, fried chicken, Lori band, and I got one more note. And then show's over. No, where did show's
over? Lori band.
Lori Berkner band. She's the one who's saying that I know a chicken.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
And she laid an egg.
Genius.
Yeah. You should actually, Joe, just real quick to go back to that, you should check out the Lori Berkner band and listen, because you are a musician. I think you'll appreciate her guitar virtuosity. It's not Yngwie Malmsteen.
She really gets down.
But she picks a mean little axe there. Yeah.
Cool. That's, you know, I don't mean to disparage her in any way. I just, you know, she's writing songs for kids, so it's not like, you know, the lyrics need to be that way. They need to be simple, and she's teaching kid about chickens. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but you're saying she's a real musician. This is not just some cop out. She's got musical skill.
Well, okay, it might be a cop out because she apparently got her degree and was like in a couple bands, but she said she had a lot of difficulty coming up with songs, but writing kid songs was easy and she liked it, man. So that's what she does, and she's got to be a millionaire. She's got a lot of albums out there and does all kinds of stuff. Her song.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah. So welcome to the kids' music show, everybody. I'm going to talk about Lori Berkner band the whole time.
Well, I actually have some notes here.
You do?
Well,
okay.
Maybe it's been a while since I've talked about my career at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we haven't recorded in a month. Do you mind if I jump into this?
Yeah. Please do.
We haven't recorded in a month. We pre-recorded a bunch of shows. By the way, just a quick tangent. I got a lot of really good feedback about that. The last show that we recorded, which was the animal show that had shags in it. Everybody thought that was really funny. So did I. I thought that was a really funny show.
Was that the one that ended where we said, Shags, anything to say about animals? And she said, don't fuck them.
Yeah, that was it. It was one of my favorite ends to any show.
Do you ever get mad at Shags for being so goddamn good at this without even trying? I mean, she's just so goddamn good at this.
Yeah, it was an effortless thing. But the thing is, she was just responding honestly to the fact that we talked about fucking animals too much at the whole show. It's not like we planned it. We just, I don't know.
Joe, how else are you going to make animals interesting? I mean, come on. Again, not to belabor the whole I'm a dad thing, but I'm surrounded
with... Well, fuck them.
I'm saying, like, I'm not going to fuck an animal. I'm just saying, like, if you came to me and said, aren't tigers cool? And I'm like, no, I've been reading books about tigers for the last 3 years. No, you know what would be cool? Tiger with tits. That would be cool. Show me that, Joe. Show me a tiger with tits.
There's probably some anime out there.
I'm not Googling it. I'm not Googling it.
Yes, you are.
Tell me. I am, actually, right now. So
you're, you wanted to see it, so I'm just telling you, it's there.
It's there.
Look harder.
So you're going to...
Okay, so what I was saying is, we haven't recorded in a month. That was the last show we recorded. I felt like we're kind of on top of our game there, though it was just crude and really nasty. But that's fine. And so then we couldn't record for a long time, and... One of the reasons why is because I'm trying to become a regional Taco Bell manager.
I do not approve.
Why not?
Okay. You know I love you, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like your biggest fan. That's the truth, I am. I'm your biggest fan. And I want all that's the best for you. But you're in the trenches, Joe. You've got refried beans on your shirt, you got guacamole on your tie, you got salsa on your eyebrows, you're in it, right? And some millennial comes up to you and says, I don't know if I can handle this, man, he wants 5 tacos, man. You smack him across the face and you're like, make those fucking tacos. And he's a better man for it, Joe. He's a better guy. And now you're gonna be regional manager, you're gonna be like, you're gonna have a pot belly and your belly's gonna be hanging over your belt, and you're gonna come, waddling into the store and like, well, percentages, overage, with a mustache. And I'm just, tell me I'm wrong.
I don't mind being that guy. And by the way, people don't have enough respect for that guy, because let me tell you what it takes to be a Taco Bell regional manager.
Yeah, educate me.
The hell that they put you through in order to obtain that position, the taco hell on earth.
Taco hell. The Taco Bell hell.
Taco hell on earth.
Taco that, hell bell. That's what I'm called. Taco hell's bells. Wasn't that a song by AC/DC? Yeah. No. Anyway, go ahead.
So what they make you do sounds impossible. Well, let me break it down.
Yeah.
I did it, but I almost died. In fact, most people die during the process, just in their attempt. They die.
This makes American Ninja look like a bunch of shit. Go for it. Tell me.
Yeah. So what they do is they make you operate a Taco Bell for an entire shift.
Yeah.
At a busy Taco Bell.
Okay. So not one in Davenport.
Say again?
So not one in Davenport.
No. I did my test, the Taco Hell on Earth challenge, in a bustling urban area in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why you were down there. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yep. I got you.
And, but it was just, it was terrible. Can you imagine trying to run a Taco Bell by yourself? It's just, here's it. Just try and imagine this. I've got a headset on. I'm doing the drive-thru just with my head. I'm doing the front and the register with my hands mm-hmm. and my arms. And I'm washing the lettuce with my feet.
Yeah.
And I'm putting together tacos with my dick and balls.
Now I know why it tastes like that. I mean tacos, not your dick and balls. Well, I mean both.
No, but you might say, well, that's unsanitary. And that makes the tacos taste and smell bad if you're making them with your sweaty dick and balls. But no, I had rubber gloves on my dick and balls. One rubber glove on my dick and one rubber glove on my balls.
That's right.
Making tacos. Now, that's what I'm saying. If you can't pull this type of multitasking off, they don't want you to be a regional manager. And again, most people die in the attempt.
And the irony is that once you, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, once you become a regional manager, you're not in a Taco Bell for longer than it takes to tell the, wait a minute, hang on a second, regional manager, not district manager? You're skipping a level?
Yeah, that's how you skip a level.
Oh.
They're like, oh, you think you could do this? And then they go, it's too bad because actually it's physically impossible. You have to be a cartoon character with rubber gloves on your dick and balls in order to do this correctly. And I'm like, well, watch this.
And you did it.
So I'm
sorry, Joe. When I was talking about being, belly over the belt.
Oh, wait. I also had rubber gloves on my feet. That would be disgusting to wash the lettuce with your feet. I also had big old floppy rubber gloves on my feet and one on my dick, one of my balls.
You know what you should have done? I mean, not to tell you how to do your job, but I mean, all this stuff going on, just put the put the rubber gloves on the lettuce.
Put the rubber glove on the lettuce?
Yeah. And that way your feet can touch it all they want to. The lettuce is protected.
You don't know what you're talking about. See, you would never make the Taco Hell on Earth.
I would never do it. I'd be shoving shit into rubber gloves going, I can't handle this, I can't handle this, and then I would die.
Well, again, you basically have to be, it doesn't work. The human anatomy, it's ridiculous. You have to be like from Toontown to make that shit work.
Well, you kind of are from Toontown. I say out of respect.
Yeah. Well, I made it through, but they also had me write a 25-page paper on ratios between like beans and cheese and different types of corn items and tortillas and whatnot.
So you had to write
the paper. Yeah. I needed like, I think it was 15 different citations to literature, Taco Bell literature. And I bombed that paper. And
it bombed is good.
So now
right?
I'm just back to Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah.
The best Taco Bell manager of the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa. But I just wanted to tell you,
I made it
through the hellish, cartoonish challenge of putting tacos together with my rubber-gloved dick and balls.
I think I may have to change the JBC logo. Because right now it's just a taco. I may have to get some rubber gloves going on in there.
Yeah, but you don't know what made that taco.
I don't know what made that taco. I don't.
It's a normal-looking taco. That's what you want.
You know, I fancy myself a writer, and I got to tell you, I'm impressed that you were able to bomb, that is, do well on, a 20-page paper about the ratios of beans to cheese, because using up 20 pages to write what essentially amounts to, it doesn't fucking matter. Nobody fucking cares or even fucking pays attention. I mean, 20 pages, that's what, that's like 3,000, 4,000 words, plus the citations? Good on you, man. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Thanks. I gave it the old college try.
And, well, okay, you're going to be a regional manager. You're skipping district. See, district manager is the one with the bellies and the mustaches and the, you know, the attitude. Regional managers, they're a little bit more, they're a step up, right? They wear the knit shirts, with the collars. And they golf.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they golf. And
technically just absolved of all responsibility, yeah, because of what you've done is so impressive. They're, yeah, just like, you know what? Check in on the Taco Bells. Tell them they're not doing a good job. And then go golfing.
Well, I think, tell me if I'm wrong. And again, you know this better than I do, but I thought it was basically the regional managers go to the district managers and say, guys. And then they go and they do all that stuff. It's sort of like the mafia, right? Everybody kicks up to the
and all the district managers, you know, their ties get a little uncomfortable, and so do their mustaches.
Yeah.
And they realize that they're inadequate,
right?
And then they
waddle off.
And they go and eat the tacos from the Taco Bells that they manage, and right, they get guacamole on their tie and sauce, hot sauce on their shirt, like you were saying earlier.
Exactly.
This is how it all happens.
That's the life.
I'm back at the Davenport Taco Bell, third best Taco Bell. I have another quick story.
Okay, good, yeah.
While we were gone, you know, sometimes I kind of complain about working with millennials, or at least I'm complaining about my inability to kind of adequately communicate to millennials, right?
Yeah.
Well, here, man, I barely got through this, but let me see if I can break it down. I was at a table having a meeting with all the millennials, and you know, all of these kids are just, they're performing very poorly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not keeping up. I don't know what's wrong, so I decided to bring them all together and just kind of have like a focus group, like what let's see if we can identify the problem. All right, kids, like, what's the fucking problem? And this is what I'm saying. I'm shaking my fist.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, what is the problem? And you know what? What we need to find is the final solution.
Okay.
And I was beating on the table and I was yelling the final solution.
Uh-huh.
And as that came out of my mouth, I realized, like, wow, that's super politically incorrect. Like, that's a really terrible thing to just say out loud.
It is. Yeah.
The final solution. You know, I'm pounding on the thing. And I was sure. I looked around and I was like, oh my God, like, these millennials are going to eat me alive. Like, they're going to, because anything that might even be close to insensitive, they just jump down your throat. That's the thing.
Yeah. Anything that's even close to insensitive, they just rape you.
Right. Anyway, I've never screamed final solution to a bunch of people before.
Yeah.
Made me feel icky inside. But then I looked around and I realized that these millennials didn't know what I was referring to.
Well, you weren't referring to it on purpose, but they didn't know what you were accidentally referring to. Unless you were referring to it on purpose. You did say you had a thing for Jewish girls, Joe, but that's not what I thought you meant.
Right. That's not the final solution.
Okay.
What I'm saying is even if you accidentally say something that like comes out a little bit wrong, that seems like insensitive or off-putting, a millennial's go-to, at least a lot of the millennials that I work with, is to automatically just get in your face about it,
yeah,
and kind of judge your character. You know, but I was basically like screaming like I was Hitler, and it passed right by them. It was like nothing. They were sitting there going, well, I looked around and they were like, we don't know the fucking final solution. Like they were still with me. They were like, by the way, the focus group was a complete failure. We couldn't figure out what the problem was and certainly couldn't figure out the final solution. And so I'm still the manager of the third best Taco Bell. I can't get to number two. I'm never getting to number one. because my team is shabby. And none of them are listening to this, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Maybe instead of talking about the, I don't know, what do you call it, Final Solution, you could talk about... That wasn't it. You could talk about... Okay, almost there. I think you know where I'm going now. No, can't find it. I was going to try...
Well, maybe we should do a countdown for... And when we're done with the countdown, you'll do it right.
I need to find a way to be able to listen to YouTube without it recording and then finding the spot. I was trying to look at the video, and there's just all this hair. These 80s bands, they got so much fucking hair. I'm watching this video going, just say the words, and they're like licking the microphone, and there's a lot of hair. Here we go. It's the final countdown. Okay, that's all I needed to do. I was close.
Nice. That's good. Wait, does that mean we're almost done?
No. God, no. We got half an hour left. This show's dragging on. Here, I got more notes, too, unless you're done. If you're not done talking about...
You know what? There's been enough of me and been enough of Taco Bell, so your turn. Passing it to you, sir.
I was just looking through my... So I don't know if this is how you work, Joe, but I was looking through... I don't know why I'm playing that. I was looking through all of my notes, and I have, like, notes and notes and notes. I have notebooks all over the place. I scribble in them, and I try to stay organized. Like, this is my workout notebook, even though I don't work out. And this is my money notebook, even though I'm dead broke. And and then I'll have weird notes in places they don't belong, and I finally get them all together, and I collate them. I don't even know what collate means, but I think I collate them.
Like, and put them in the JBC notes?
No, I'm just sifting through. Notes. Some of them are not appropriate because they're boring, but I found these. Apparently, I was going to tweet this. These four tweets. So I'll just read them to you. And you can tell me why it's good that I'm so disorganized I can't usually find this shit. You know the word ultimate means final. I guess that's why I don't really want to have the ultimate orgasm. Huh? Subtle.
Yeah.
Subtle.
The ultimate orgasm.
So here's another one.
Oh, really quick. When you were asking me about the word fantastic.
Yeah.
I've actually ejaculated and then screamed the word fantastic. And I really meant it. Because it was a fantastic orgasm. Fantastic!
I think you should picture you like a couple weeks later going, fairly good.
Yeah. Barely satisfactory.
Yeah, like, too soon. Anyway, I like orgasms a lot. And, you know, they're a lot like potato chips. I can't have just one, and when I have them alone, my shirt gets messy.
Hey!
Hey-o! All right, speaking of never having orgasms, I am married. What? And the last one, this is stupid.
Take my wife, please.
Exactly. I think having twins is God's way of saying, time to have a bigger vagina. And I know that's not how vaginas work, but my content is not approved by the AMA, so if you don't like it, I'm sorry. And if you need me to...
Fuck you, Jason!
That's for all of you who didn't agree with me when I said having twins is God's way of saving time for a bigger vagina. Anyway,
yeah,
that's all I got.
That's a real... That one's for the feminists.
It's really for the feminists.
It really, there's a lot of vagina pride. Come on. The more a vagina can do, the better.
I think that...
I'm not kidding.
We've had a vagina episode.
It's not funny.
No, we've had our vagina episode, and there isn't a human being alive who has not been at least close to a vagina.
Closely associated with a vagina.
Right. Either came out of it or grew next to one or got made because of one. Mm-hmm. They are essential. Yeah. Anyhow, that's all I got. So we have half an hour to kill, Joe. What else do you want to talk about on this rando show? I could come up with more random notes, I guess.
You know, I had something in here. I wanted to apologize for a few, I don't know how many episodes back, but I had a bunch of notes, and then I ruined my presentation of the jokes were terrible, and
I don't remember that,
and they'll never be heard. but because I presented them to you, and they, I don't know, just didn't cut the mustard. But one of them, maybe I could just revisit. I'd like to get a little more feedback on it, because I was at this meeting and this guy kept saying, you know, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at Ricky.com.
Yes, that He's, one.
Yeah, Ricky.com.
That was so good.
That really confused me.
I really wanted. Like, I want to just, for those who haven't heard that episode, you got to go listen. What was the number on that one?
Oh, I can't remember.
It was like high 70s, low 80s, something like that. I can't remember either. But just, you kept saying over and over again, Ricky.com.
No, but by the end of the episode, I was like drunk and exasperated, and I didn't even know what I meant anymore. But I was trying to get you to explain it to me, and I guess I'm just not done with this, because
it was one of my favorite.
And it spoke to my ignorance of the entire internet, but I can't let it go. How can this one particular Ricky have Ricky.com? It seems like really valuable real estate to all Rickys on the planet.
But he doesn't.
And so I didn't believe him. I was like, it's not just fucking Ricky.com. It's, you know, Ricky Cheeseburger 53.com or whatever. I don't know, right? Yeah. Remember that Saturday Night Live one where it was like, Dylan Edwards Law Firm. You can go to our website at www.clownpenis.fart. And they were like, they said, sorry, that was the only one left. And so I'm thinking, Ricky.com, man, he must have got in early. Or he's just the only fucking idiot Ricky that decided to get Ricky.com. What are your thoughts on that? Because the last episode we talked about this, it was a fucking worthless conversation because I ruined it. Hit it. Tell me about it.
Hit what?
Ricky.com.
You want me to tell you about Ricky.com?
No, I'm just educate me about the internet.
Anybody?
Let's say I wanted Joey.com.
All right.
How much would I have to pay? Right, because you go to like GoDaddy or something, you see how much that costs.
Right. Okay. So let's say you did want Joey.com. First thing you should do is look it up, and it is already owned. Okay. And it is for sale. It's not being used.
Right.
So who
that
knows
was
how
the
much
thing
you would
that
pay?
Drunk Joe could not understand because I was about to go to sleep.
But whoever bought Joey.com or Ricky.com for that matter probably bought it long enough ago that it was still quote unquote free. Now to register, it still costs some money. Like when I went and got justbecause.net, it only costs $7 to register it because no one else had it and no one else wanted it, right?
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of Rickies, dude. There's not a lot of justbecousins.com. I don't know. See, I'm confused about the value thing. It just seems like there's lots of Rickies. They'd all be scrambling for Ricky.com, so you'd have to pay. And, of course, the person who first bought Ricky.com was just like, no, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to wait for some stupid Ricky to fucking pay me money for it.
Well, that's a lot of people did do that. But if this guy was – okay, one, he could have been early enough that he just got it on the cheap. Two, he could have paid for it. I'll tell you what. This is the truth, and I'm not making this up. We're justbecousins.net. Okay.
Yes.
We're not .com because we're not making any money. We're .net. That's my lame excuse. This is the truth. If you go to justbecousins.com, you'll see that it is for sale, and you can buy it right now for $2,195.
Justbecousins.com is worth over $2,000.
That's right.
Okay. How much is Ricky.com going for?
They don't always show their prices, but let's see. Ricky.com, I'm going to it now, and it takes you, I told you this last week, it takes you immediately to, it forwards you to the Twitter page of a guy named Tom Thurlow. And his last tweet was on May 30th, where he said, "Received my first BBQ invite of the year, and knowing at Marcus in Stroud as well as I do, there will be exotic meats, copious amounts of booze, and strippers. I'm in thumbs up emoji."
Okay. It's Ricky.com.
That's Ricky.com. Ricky.com boosts you this. And he's English, apparently, or he's in London. That's what it says, this Tom Thurlow. So what's he got to do with Ricky? I don't know. And if you called him up, you say, "Hey, Tom, I want to buy Ricky.com." And he said, "Why?" "Because I told a story on a podcast once, and it would be funnier if I owned it." he would probably
say. Yeah, I guess so.
You know.
What I'm saying is the guy that kept saying, you know, go to Ricky.com. I don't think he knew what he was saying. Like, I got this real strong sense as about the third or fourth times that he said it, that, like, he didn't know what he was saying. And yeah. That clearly wasn't his website. His name was Ricky. And then he just started saying Ricky.com. I was certain that I was dealing with a fucking moron that yeah. just didn't know what he was talking about at all. I was were. At a meeting of Taco Bell employees. Oh, that's ugly. Taco Bell employees are not fucking idiots, but this guy was.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are, including this guy, Ricky.com.
Well, for what it's worth, I looked up Ricky.com, like R-I-C-K-Y, and that's the guy, Tom Thurlow. I then tried R-I-C-K-I-E.com. No one's using it. It's for sale. R-I-K-K-I.com is not being used. It's for sale. Any other ways we can spell Ricky, Joe?
Well, I'm just saying. So you don't know how much any of these cost, right? They're not showing you the price.
Well, okay. On Ricky with two Ks and an I, it says click here to buy for your website. I'm going to see if it gives me a price. Oh, you have to give me
a
price.
And then after that, we can
address.
Move on because yeah. this really – it took a downturn again. We'll never bring up Ricky.com again.
Yeah. Now, I can't find the price. You have to give them your email address, and I'll be goddamned if I'm giving Uniregistry my email address. It's funny, too, because you go to these websites that aren't being used, and they have to – I think like the people who do the URL thing – they say you have to have content on the page. You can't just buy it and nothing there. Otherwise, we're going to sell it to someone else. Or not sell it, but we're going to register it to somebody else. Because technically speaking, you don't own the name. You just control it. You have a license to it. I don't know. Anyway.
You're renting it.
You're renting it, kind of, sort of. Well, you're paying the fee to make sure that, and if anybody types it in, they get the correct address. Anyway, the point is this, Joe, that... these websites, when they're parked, they have like these generic kind of like pages of links. So you go to Ricky, R-I-K-K-I.com, and it'll tell you that it's for sale. And it'll say you could also click on links for baby, change name, domain, first names, genealogy, infant, internet domain name, internet name, name label, and name ring. And these are just random ass links. If you do go to R-I-C-K-I-E.com, digital photos online, digital software, digital photography photography images, or photograph, I can't say the word now, photography images, to photography photo and photo photograph. Yes, there is a link to photo photograph. If you go to R-I-C-K-I-E.com, photo photograph. Let's talk about something else.
Well, you can reach me. You can reach me at dickandballs.rubberglove.net.
I like the double dot there. I'm going to just go ahead
There's
and see
two
that.
Dots. See? That's how much I know about things.
dickandballs.rubberglove.net.
And, that's for my hair net.
shoot. Somebody owns it.
Damn it.
Yeah. So anyway, how much time we got left here? This has not been our best episode, Joe, but it has been our worst.
We are struggling.
We are struggling. 17 more minutes to struggle. So let's see.
Let's make this good. This is what happens when we bring nothing to the table.
Okay. Here we go. This is what happened in the world since we were gone. Boom. Aretha Franklin. That was bad. Mm-hmm. Right? Aretha Franklin. Amazing singer. I mean, just amazing, amazing. Burt Reynolds died. Also bad.
Died.
Yeah. Somebody else died. I can't remember who it was. I'll just Google who died recently, because there's nothing like making references to recently dead people to pep up a podcast and make it more fun. I'll just do who died recently. .com. Oh shit, somebody owns that too.
Well, let's let's check this out. I this is probably not going to work either. We need to get back in the swing of this. We're going to record again in a couple of days, and goddammit,
yeah.
We're going to be back in regular form,
well,
which
we
is
have,
good.
We
but
have content to rely on. We'd be like, hey, Marius Conversation, Ryan Larko, ad and stuff.
Well, I wonder if you can find this on YouTube, because I've been, you know, I used
Neil
to say
Simon.
A lot.
Neil Simon died, Joe. Neil Simon. Not
Neil
Diamond.
Simon.
Not Neil Diamond. Neil Simon.
Yeah. Neil Simon.
Yeah.
He wrote like Biloxi Blues and
Odd Couple,
Bright Beach Memoirs.
Beach. Yeah.
Well, here.
John McCain.
John died. McCain, that's right.
John McCain died. And according to Doug Stanhope, Doug Stanhope is a great comedian. According to Doug Stanhope, John McCain committed suicide. And Doug Stanhope was very, very drunk and tweeting about how he was concerned that people will want to do copycat suicides and that they shouldn't. And he was there for them. Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous guy, he also died.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so, and Aretha Franklin, and Morgana King, and Jim the Anvil Nedhart, who was a WWE star, and other people. Joe, jump in anytime. Charlotte Ray, that's
actually,
right.
Actually, I know one more, the most obscure person. There was one of the stars of Stand and Deliver. She ended up going to ER. Listen to the end of this story. She was one of the stars of Stand and Deliver, I believe, and then she was a regular on ER.
Yeah.
And then last week she was shot to death.
What? Okay, I don't know about this one. What's her name?
She got shot.
Stand and Deliver. She got shot.
And it's too soon to make the ER joke.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. You're just completely over my head.
It's not a joke. It's fucking terrible.
Did she really get shot?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I can't remember her name, but I was trying to picture.
Is it Rosanna DeSoto?
I think that's it.
Really? Because yep. I just picked the first one. Stand and Deliver, Star Trek VI. I don't see ER on here. The Red Fox Show, Barney Miller. Is she old? Anybody who was on Barney Miller is old.
No, it must be somebody else. But you can't write. Is it Stand and Deliver or is it the other one? Boy, this is boring.
I'll Google ER actress. Fuck it. Who cares if it's boring, Joe? This is free. Motherfuckers don't have to pay for this shit.
Why don't you just play clips from?
Oh, here we go.
Young Frankenstein.
I typed ER space ACT and Google autofilled Tress shot. ER actress shot. Boom. It was Vanessa Marquez. Oh, that's too bad. Vanessa Marquez got shot.
Yeah, I don't know the details. Actually, can you tell me what happened?
Well, I'm going to read an article from People Magazine in our final 13 minutes of the Just Because It's podcast number 82. And according to them, it's a tweet from one of her co-stars. You know what, Joe? I'm all for Twitter. But when people are eulogized via Twitter, I'm feeling like there's a little lack of commitment to, you know, the pathos that is due. Is pathos the right word? I don't know.
Well, don't you think nowadays people feel obligated to do so? Like, if you're close to that person, you must memorialize them on Twitter or you're an asshole? So I don't know how Twitter works at all. I'm not on it. But I feel like Twitter is like this. It's like the eye of the storm, the social media storm, and everybody just has to chime in on everything time.
We can talk about what we can do a whole episode about Twitter. Heck, we've done half of one about Twitter. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think that if someone were to walk up to me and say, "Hey, so and so died, and you didn't say shit on Twitter about it," and they smacked me, I would call Liam Neeson and I would say, "Use your special kills, find that fucker, because that was uncalled for." No, Twitter is what it is, but no one is. If you're not on Twitter going, "Hey, everybody, I'm really sorry so and so died," who cares? No one's going to jump down your throat because you didn't use Twitter to pour out your heart. Now,
what do you think these people are doing when they're like, "Okay, well, I've got a tweet now because somebody that I know died"? Like, what do you think? Where are they coming from?
I don't know. Explain the person who tweeted, some co-star, don't know him. So I'm not trying to cast aspersions, except I am when I say, you know what I think they're trying to do? They're trying to say, "Hey, everybody, something bad happened. Look at me. Remember, I exist. Let me ride the coattails of this tragedy."
Now, it is. It's hello, look at me.
Are you and I doing the same thing right now on this podcast? Yes, we are.
Yeah,
but,
totally. But how about this?
But there's a difference.
If I died, would you feel compelled to then tweet about me?
Dude, I would spend a whole year doing just "I miss Joe" tweets. You know what most of the tweets would be? I'm gonna show you right now what most tweets are gonna be. I'm gonna walk you through it, and then I'm gonna do it. Here it is. These are all the tweets. Hey, I would just say that over and over and over again. Hey, over and over and over.
Hey, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey.
So according to this website, the Washington Post, Vanessa Marquez was shot by police. Police in Los Angeles lady shot a former actress from the show ER on Thursday after she grabbed a BB gun while they were responding to a welfare check at her apartment, authorities said.
Wow.
You know who else died? Mrs. What's-Her-Name from Facts of Life. She died.
Mrs. Garrett?
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett died.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep talking about dead people.
You do that every once in a while. I do it with you.
Oh, shoot. I lost my website.
It's morose, but this is the news. Look at these. Are all the people that died.
If we
just would record the show more often, maybe some people, right? That's why people died.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. If we had not been absent for as long as we were, some of these people would not have died, right? Okay, that's not true at all.
That's a weird superstition.
It's a weird superstition.
People, we must continue, Jason.
There's people who are like sending us checks. They're like, you guys got to do the show because we do not want Keith Richards to die just yet. You got to just three shows a day, guys. Let's do this. Yeah. No. Do you know what is going to happen? I mean, I don't want Keith Richards to die. Don't get me wrong. I got nothing against the guy. In fact, I have a lot of respect for him, but oh man, the shit show when he finally kicks it and it, oh my god, just the jokes, right? And like calls for Armageddon and shit because he's Keith Richards. How old is he? He's like 118 or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. That's gonna be a spectacle.
It is gonna be a spectacle.
Will overreact in strange ways. And
I tell you what, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tweet about it. You damn right I am.
Sure.
I wonder if how many newsrooms right now and how many bloggers and people like that around the world, Joe, have their Keith Richards died piece ready. Like they already wrote it. It's ready to go because they want to be the first out the gate, right?
Yeah, and there it is again. I see why you think this is – it's a little bit disrespectful because they're just using that death to be like, hey,
hey.
It's me. Yeah. See, hey, I care.
Buy Doritos.
I really just care about making myself apparent again to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, like, you know, like there's weird ass, some little tiny, I don't know, news station in Hoboken. Where's Hoboken? New Jersey? Too well known. In, you know, Dickin Malls, Montana. No one ever heard of that name before. There's people in Dickin Malls, Montana who wrote their "Oh no, Keith Richards died" thing for their news show, right? They're like, top story tonight, tractor crashed into a barn, no one was injured. Also, Keith Richards died. He wrote a song once that a lot of people danced to.
By the way, I've just looked it up here. You got that wrong. It's Dickin Ballston.
That's right, Dickin Ballston. Right.
Not to be confused with Dickin Ballsberg, which is...
Dude, I was going to say exactly those words at exactly the time you did it. We only have one brain between us. It's not a very good one.
Well, it was low-hanging fruit.
It was very low-hanging
fruit. Like my dick and balls.
Exactly. Hey! We're on a roll here. You know what? 50 minutes of suck and 3 minutes of what the fuck. I mean, we're just...
Check it out. Well,
we're back,
look,
boys.
I'm just going to talk about notes, actually. This is the thing. We never talked about... Well, did you... Yeah, you did. You talked a little bit about your holiday, your vacation.
Yeah, we went to the special Olympic Forest. Yeah.
I went on a trip to Palm Springs. We were with Ryan and Brindy. I was with my beautiful wife.
Wait a minute.
And
yeah? Did you say Palm Springs or did you go to Rosie Palm Springs?
Nice. Anyway.
Keeping with the tradition of obfuscating what we actually do, John.
Rosie Palm Springs?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Anyway, I did... I started saying gross things to my wife because we're on our way into Palm Springs.
That reminds me. But go ahead. Yeah. Gross things.
And there's this... There's a casino on your way into Palm Springs. I don't know what the town is called. Like Borrego. I don't know what the hell it is. But there's one tall building.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely flat town. One tall building. We're driving in at night. And there is like projections. And you can like read words. And there are images that are on this building.
Yeah.
So it's just like this big screen. And it kept saying over and over again, Cheech and Chong. And then it would say, Thunder from Down Under. It would just like read across. And then it was like, Cheech and Chong. Thunder from Down Under. And I was like, Thunder from Down Under. I looked at my wife. I'm like, those are strippers, right? And then she goes, yeah, look to your left. And then there was a huge billboard of Cheech and Chong. And then she goes, no, wait, sorry, look to your right. And then there was the big billboard with a bunch of half-naked men. And it's the Thunder from Down Under. Are you familiar with these guys?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
They're like Chippendale, except they're from Australia, so it's like Chippendale.
Okay, when you get back to mining the cornfields or whatever you call it, you got it. That was like a minute 55, Joe, and 0 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, so I said, well, Laura was like, yeah, I've seen the Thunder from Down Under, and I'm like, well, tell me, did you enjoy fucking Chippendale? And she goes, no, it was boring. Like it's nothing was happening there. Like nothing was happening. And I was like, they weren't like coming at you like with propeller dicks and slapping you in the face over and over again. And she was like, no, that would have been great. And I was like, what? I said, what? And she's like, no, she's like, that would have been something. Please. Like these guys were boring. And, she didn't like the way they danced. They seemed just like douchebags. And I think she was just trying to make me feel
sweet.
Okay.
That's
but,
sweet.
Anyway, then I started thinking, and that's why I was looking at my notes, because I did write, I was like, oh, it's helicopter. I just came up with that word.
Yeah.
And then,
I wonder what it means. Helicopter.
Well, helicopter.
Oh, helicopter. Okay, sorry.
Helicopter, yes.
I'm going to write it down.
Propeller.
Should I call tonight's episode?
And then I was like, well, it could be a propecker, like a propecker airplane. it's coming at you. Like a Chippendale coming at you with a helicopter.
Okay, so anyway, if we ever get to the point, I have a lot of points to make in the last 4 minutes, last 3.5 minutes. If we ever get to the point of we're needing to hire people, we are going to see one of the criteria for hiring someone to work at JBC other than our interns is you have to be able to say Chippendale or however the hell you say it because it's perfect. I can picture your dad saying it. I want my dad to say it. Chippendale. That's one point
it's,
I want to make.
It's cheap and dial.
Cheap and dial. Okay, so that's one point I want to make. Second, the name of the casino is the Agua Caliente. That's the name of the casino you're talking about. Yes, it's literally a hot water, or I should say spicy water casino. That's where Cheech and Chong are performing right now. That's one point I wanted to make.
So you found where there – is that the – that's the casino. Yeah, okay.
Agua Caliente.
Sorry, man. I just got totally distracted because there's like a crazy dude screaming through my fence at me, I think. Like I keep hearing, Joe!
Do you need to go check it out?
No, I think he's moved on.
Is he?
That actually scared the shit out of me.
Is that what he's shouting?
No, it's more like hobo-ish or like drug addict-ish, violent murderer-ish than that.
Okay, well, good luck.
Anyway, so just repeat it for me again. You found the casino. It's Cheech Chong and Thunder from Down Under. Is that already over?
I don't know. I didn't look it up, but that's at the Agua Caliente, otherwise known as the Spicy Water. Wow, that's a big stage, though. I'm looking at the pictures here.
Was I right? Is it in Borrego or like Borrego Springs or something like that?
North of Palm Springs? It is in Rancho Mirage. Rancho Mirage.
Okay.
Yeah. On Bob Hope Drive. Man, there's so much to talk to. We only got a minute and a half. I was once on a ski trip, and my bindings broke, so I had to take a bus back to the place where I got the skis, and the only other guy on the bus was this dude who looked like a normal guy, but he convinced me that Bob Hope could hypnotize people through the TV screen, which is why this guy, he said, never watches the news just in case Bob Hope shows up. That's a true story. Here's another thing that actually happened today.
Because he doesn't want Bob Hope's like fucking hypno-toad from,
I guess so.
From Futurama. That's frightening.
It is. That's a true story. Here's another true thing that happened. We should call like the last 2 minutes of JBC that Jason tries to cram in everything he forgot to bring up earlier.
Great. Do it, man.
Because you mentioned gross things. I'm pointing at you now. No one can see that. You mentioned gross things. Today, my son was sitting on my lap, and I had just eaten fried chicken, and he farted, and I burped exactly the same time, and then there was a knock on our door, and I walk over. There's a guy from the CDC standing next to a cop, and he's like, sir, come with me. Because apparently we created some kind of chemical that is illegal. I wanted to make that point. So I can
cross
that
one
off.
But I have a totally related thing to say.
Okay, you got 17 minutes. Go for it.
17
seconds.
Okay,
seconds. Now you've got 10.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay. So you burped and your son farted at the same time as the other way around.
No, same. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, well, a simultaneous fart and burp. Do you remember what that's called? We've discussed that before.
I don't. Let me turn this down because you can keep talking.
Okay.
Well, no, what's it called? It's called furp or barp?
No, no. If it's coming from the same human being, well, no, I think you can do it. You can do it in tandem.
In tandem?
It's called a hot dog. You know why?
No.
Because it's made out of lips and assholes.
Okay. Good night. Yeah, like this, like that's the most offensive thing we've said today or ever.
But how I learned about a hot dog, I ended up naming it myself later on. But okay. One day I was walking, when I was a child, I was walking with my dad, and it was just in silence. And he tapped me on the shoulder, and he looked me dead in the eye, and he burped and farted at the same time. And it was fucking so funny.
And you said, fantastic.
Yeah, it sounded like this.
good night, everybody.
Denial!
Palm Springs, they have a burger. They serve a burger called the Jason. It's a half-pound, never-ever beef burger swimming in beer-braised mushrooms, onions, and bourbon barbecue sauce. Bitch.